Police are currently on scene at a shooting in Cranbourne East this morning. Also on the scene is Lana Murphy, Channel 9 news reporter in Cranbourne. Good morning to you, Lana. What's happened?
Good morning, Ross and John. Well, still trying to piece that together. It looks like the detectives are as well. There's about a dozen of them here just outside of a home in Elmsley Drive, not too far from a childcare centre, actually. It's quite a large crime scene. We've got about three blocks blocked off, and I can see that there's blood on both sides of the road. So on the footpath, on either side of the traffic, there's droplets of blood everywhere.
Okay, and do we think just the one person has been shot?
At this stage, yes. Police say that it's been a 26-year-old male. He's been conveyed to hospital at the moment with non-life-threatening injuries, but someone is still out there. They have not made an arrest at this stage.
Okay, when did this all happen, Lana?
About 6 o'clock this morning, so as you can see, it's still pretty early stages. The detectives are currently going around door-knocking different homes. There's about a dozen, I'll call them eyewitnesses for now, standing outside. They're obviously looking quite upset. A lot of them are on their phone, not sure whether they're related to the person involved or not. We'll piece it all together and bring you more updates as the day continues.
Excellent. Have you managed to speak to any of them?
Not yet. They're all being questioned by police and looking quite upset. So I'll get on to them and let you know how it goes.
Okay. Have you been told whether or not there was a vehicle involved?
No, police haven't confirmed that yet, but a neighbour that I did speak to a little earlier said that he heard a car driving past quite quickly, revving its engine just before 6 o'clock. So whether that's related or not, we'll confirm it later.
Okay, so we know on the scene in Cranbourne, there's a dozen detectives, a dozen witnesses, and Lana Murphy from Channel 9 News. Lana, thanks for chatting with us.
Thanks for your time, guys.